Now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Pakenham, racing.com park today. It is the synthetic, so no need to worry about track conditions. The rail is true, and Ray Huxley will be finding us all the winners. Good morning to you, Hucker.
And good morning, Michael. I like your term, racing on, what was it, the wax?
The wax, yes. So
well,
hopefully...
that one before. It's very appropriate, I think.
Yeah, well, are you confident?
Look, it's an open meeting. They usually are synthetic meetings. There's a couple of races where I don't really want to have a bet. Other races that I'm a little bit more keen on. Getting towards the end of the program, I like races 6 and 9. So hopefully we'll get something out of it and have a good day for tomorrow because, gee, it's tough racing at Caulfield tomorrow.
It certainly is. Well, let's hope that our old mate John Sadler can help us out early in the card because he's got a couple of favourites. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Ray.
You doing well at the moment?
Yeah, extra good, thank you. We're still going, so we've got to be well, Michael.
Exactly right. Hey, now, you've got a couple of favourites, and I believe, have you scratched on a Natalina out of the first?
Yeah, she was sort of showing symptoms of maybe having colic, that filly, so didn't want to take any risks with her at all. So she's out. She's a late scratching. And so got the race 2 and race 3 now, Michael.
And they are the favourites. The Browser, Jamie Carr is on both. You can't get any better there. And the Browser only had 3 starts for 2 placings and looks like a horse with a bit of potential. Today looks a nice race for it.
Yes, it does. He's always shown us a little bit, and he's an old cliche, I know, or it is an old cliche, but he's certainly going to improve on whatever he does. But, you know, I don't think he'd have to be far off his best to be able to win this race.
He's drawn 6. Where do you expect him to be, just off the speed?
Yeah, I would have thought just off the speed. Probably he hasn't raced in a race as short as this. So, Michael, I would have thought just off the speed. Maybe, running fourth and fifth, I would have thought he should get a pretty good run. She's a great jockey, so nearly certain she'll give him every chance.
And then you've got South Parade, who goes around in race number 3, who's a pretty promising colt, has been supported at his last couple of runs, taking on the likes of Cherry Tortoni. You come to Pakenham on a Friday and you knock into Saifa, who has a similar type of form line to yours, so it's going to be a good little race.
I would have thought that his only box he doesn't tick, Michael, would be the barrier draw. He's probably going to be about 3 back on the fence. It's a matter of being able to get away from there and get some clear running. I reckon if that happens, he'd be very hard to beat. He's not a bad horse, this horse. And I think the 1,400 metres, which I really thought he'd run, just stretched him a little bit the other day. I think it's much more in his favour back to the 1,200. He'll be strong over the 1,200. And if he gets a bit of luck, he'd be very hard to beat, Michael.
All right. You've got 2 good chances. They're both favourites. If there was one you're more confident about, who would it be?
Definitely South Parade.
All right, good on you, Sads. Good luck.
Thanks, Michael.
John Sadler joining us there with 2 favourites in races 2 and 3, and just repeating the news, a late scratching, which hasn't come through on the tab site at this point in time in race 1. Number 8 is out. You can also take out 3 and 7 from that first race. Storm Bond is the favourite at $2.50. Loving Gracie, a first starter's at $5. Kick It Baby, $5.50. Nick Quinn, as we heard earlier this morning, Ray's a part owner of Storm Bond. And the stable is pretty confident the favourite will get the job done in the first. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm with them. I think it is the one to beat. It is resuming from a spell, but it only goes back to February when it last raced. All 3 runs to date have been on city tracks. First start in the race, it did run 3rd at Flemington and was only beaten just over a length. And then it ran a fifth at Moonee Valley when it was ridden very, very hard from a wide barrier to lead, and it wasn't too far away at the end, and then placed at the valley again behind Hard Rock Girl. So all three runs to date have been very good. It was a little bit green, the spilly, in all those three runs. So I think going out for the spell and resuming today, she will have learnt a lot from that first preparation. And I would think she'd win this. I thought she wasn't bad value. I know she's fairly short, but I think she'll be winning. Put in number 9 for second, Kick It Baby. It was a good run on debut, and has it got a chance here? And then we go to number 2, Loving Gracie, and 10, Luciardi, who are both first starters and have shown ability. But I think Nick will be getting the money here with Stormborn, 12 from 9, 2 and 10.
12 from 9, 2 and 10, a confident start to the meeting. Stormborn, the first favourite at $2.50. In race 2, we can take out 1, 4 and 11, the Browser. Favourite for John Sadler at $2.25 has been supported with Edge at $3.90. And then we go down to All in a Day at $6. And the one that Mick Sharkey has pulled out is his Each Way Special of the Day. Call Me Miss Maisie's at $9. Who do you like in the second here, Hucker?
I found it a pretty tough race. I like the Browser. I would have liked a bigger kick from Sads about this gelding. He sort of suggested that, you know, it would be improved by the run. On debut, it ran second at Sandown. It was only beaten to less than half a length. It was an excellent run. Then it got beaten as an odds-on favourite at Colac, got beaten at Eyelash, and then went okay at Sandown back in February and then went out for a spell. That's all good form for a race like this. If it handles the synthetic, I think it's got a very good winning chance, but it is a tough race, this. Number 7, With Edge, I think, has got a chance. He ran second at Sale 2 starts ago. It was a really good run. It came from a long way back in the field. And then I thought that ridden a little bit upside down at Cranbourne last start at Sale, which was a really good run. It came from well back in the field at Cranbourne last start. They booted up from the outside barrier and led, and he got a bit tired. I think ridden more quietly, he's got a good winning chance. Number 8, All in a Day, only lightly raced, and all three runs to date have been good. And the one Shark mentioned, Call Me Miss Maisie, it was a good run on debut when it ran third at Kyneton, and then didn't get much of a crack at them at Mornington last start. Did jump out well. It's first up since November, but it did jump well out well at Mornington recently. So very open race the second. I go 6, 7, 8 and 10.
6, 7, 8 and 10 in the second. Race number 3 is a good race. We can take out 3, 7, 13, 15, 17 and 18. There's a couple that are well fancied by the stables here. South Parade, 270. Sophia's at 340. And there's been money for Platini from the Simon Zara Matty Allerton stable at $4.80. Now, we spoke to Mick Kent Jr. a little earlier on the program this morning. This is what he had to say about Sophia.
Yeah, absolutely, Sophia. I mean, we were talking like black type for her in the spring. Last time at Geelong, things didn't go to plan for her. So, going to ride it back today at Pakenham, which is a track where you find, for whatever reason, it's better to be out wide instead of coming in the middle with momentum, and that'll be here today. So we've always liked her. She's lovely filly by Fastnet Rock, and she'd be a good chance today.
All right, so a good strong push from Mick Kent Jr. there. South Parade, Johnny Sadler likes his horse, but said the only question mark's going to be where will it be from barrier one. Who do you like, Hugger?
I thought it was a pretty high-class maiden. You know, we're really stepping up the class with this race. Look, in the open race, I like number 5, Platini. Its debut run was way back in January last year, January 2019. It ran fourth at Flemington, only beaten a length and a quarter by Microphone, which is outstanding form. But then, obviously, there was problems with this gelding, and he didn't race again until June this year when he finished down the track at Mowi. He was a big drifter that day. He opened up at 2.30, and he got out to 3.70, and I don't think he handled the heavy track. I would think that with that run under his belt, he could be the big improver today. So I've got him on top, very impressed with John Sadler's assessment of South Parade. I think he would have loved to have drawn a barrier a little bit wider to ensure the horse gets a clear run, because he does get back to about midfield. That with a clear run, he's going to be very, very hard to beat. I like the rap from Mick Kent about Sophia. He thinks it was a bit unlucky last start. I agree with that. And it's got a good winning chance. And then we go down up to number four, Ocean Blast, was a very good first up second. I think this is a bit tougher. So a really good maiden. This will be a lot of winners come out of this race. I go 5, 8, 11, and 4.
5, 8, 11, and 4. Race number four is over the 1,400 metres. We can take out 3 and 10. Pure Purgatory's at 3.10. Ballerine is at $4.60. Ballerine. And then we go down to Jude Star at $4.80. This is a bit more open, Hucker.
Yeah, it is. I like Jude Star. It's only had the two runs. First up, it was okay. It was $8 out the $15 and ran sixth in a field of 12 at Ballarat on the synthetic there. Raced a little bit worse than midfield and only got beaten 3 1/4 lengths, and then did show nice improvement here on the synthetic last start when it ran third to Kislina, who I think might be a pretty smart horse, and was only beaten a length and a bit after being well placed all the way. I think this filly has showed good improvement from the first to its second start, and if it continues on improving like that, it's going to be very hard to beat here. Got it on top from number 9, Pure Purgatory. It'll be suited getting out to the 1,400. It ran on very strongly on debut at Ballarat over 1,200 metres. It was hitting the line very, very well, and the step up to 1,400 here will really suit her. Number 1, Ballarin, has been very consistent in its four runs to date. And then to number 8, the Picatrick. But pretty keen on the 5 at nice odds. I go 5 from 9, 1 and 8.
5 is a very confident selection there. I'll just throw one more in the mix, because we spoke to Simon Zara this morning. He gave a really good push for Good and Proper.
I thought that there's a good run from Good and Proper the other day. He never got into the race, just through the gate and then got held up. And so I'd be sort of leaning towards Good and Proper, and I think, you know, he's a good price. I think he's 10-1, so he's going. I think he's going extremely well, and I think not a bad little race today. But I think he's a nice horse, so good 10-1 chance today.
Yeah, well, he's into 750, 250, so it is a tricky race, the fourth at Pakenham today. Four down, last five. There's nine races today, so we won't take a break because the quaddie's not up on race number five. It is the last leg of the early quaddie. Mr. Monaco's the favourite here. We can scratch 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18, the emergencies. Mr. Monaco finds a nice race today. He's at 360, So Schmick $5, Peace Brother for Henry Dwyer's at 750, and so is Into Rio. Mr. Monaco, the favourite here. Hucker's been very consistent. Got to carry a pretty big weight, though. 65 kilos. Michael Walker on the flat. We said last time he went around, we can't recall the last time someone carried 65 and won. He went very close.
He was very, very courageous. Halfway up the straight, you could see that he was in trouble, but by gee, he kept fighting all the way to the line. That the 65 just got him in the end, and I find it very, very hard to tip a horse with 65 kilos. So I've gone looking for one to beat him, and I've settled on number 8, So Schmick, who has been very, very good lately, placed its last two on synthetic tracks, a solid third here, beaten less than a length, and then at Ballarat on the synthetic last start. It surged late and just got beaten about a half length. With the claim for Carlene Heffel here, it's going to get in on 57, which is 1 kilo over the minimum. He is going up from a 58 to a 64, but he's now very well weighted with only 1 kilo over the minimum, whereas the top one, Game That He Is, has got to carry that 65, and he finishes up 9 kilos over the minimum. So for that reason, Tipping the 8 to beat the 1, Mr. Monaco, he was, as I say, so courageous last start. He was in at Flemington last Saturday and they scratched him, obviously saving him for this race. He will be hard to beat. Number 3, Peace Brother, won well last time. It's a harder race here, but he's going well. And then to number 6 into Rio. Good race, 8 from 1, 3 and 6.
8 from 1, 3 and 6, race number 5. We'll take a break, come back with the quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We're up to race number 6, the first leg of the quaddy. In this race, we can take out 1, 8, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Catadude is the favourite for Matty Laurie. $2.90, Magnetism $4.80, and then we're out to Polyxena at $6.50, Hucker.
Yeah, I like number 4, Catadude. I think he's one of the better bets on the program. Only had the 3 starts, resumed after a six-month break and ran a really good second at Ballarat, narrowly beaten, and then on the synthetic at Ballarat last start, he travelled like a winner all the way and won quite comfortably. I think he'll be winning again here. I don't think it's an overly strong field. I think he might be a very good horse. 10 for second. It's been racing consistently, and then number 2, Magnetism, and number 3, Runbro, all run well, but I think this might be a pretty good horse, number 4. So 4 from 10, 2 and 3.
4 from 10, 2 and 3 in the first leg of the quaddy. The second, we can take out 1, 7 and 13. Do You Reckon's the favourite at $4.80. Kalu is at $5, down to Kislina at $5. And then we can go all the way down to Kip Keita at $8. John McArdle spoke with the boys this morning. This is what he had to say.
He done a hammy at his last start. He pinged a twanger and... So that was the reason that he had the time off. He's been down at Lauriston Park wallowing in the beach and wandering around on the sand. So, he seems to be right. Again, that gap between runs might just tell him he's fitness late, but because he hasn't done a huge amount, but he's pretty well. He's a tough, competitive old horse. His form on the synthetic track is a bit mixed, but it seems to be better at Pakenham than what it is at Ballarat. So, if he runs to his best, he'd be around the mark in something like this.
Well, there's a good excuse for his last start. 8th, Kip Keita there, pulling a hamstring. So, this is an open leg of the quaddy, Hucker.
Yes, it is. I'm going with number 12, Kislina. I admit the... it's very difficult to go from a maiden win to a 64 and win again. But, gee, I thought this filly looked very, very smart when it resumed and won here last start. It was only won by a neck, but it always had the race in its keeping. And I think it'll keep on improving from that. So I've got the 12 on top here. Number 3, Abyssinian, resumed from a long spell with a good second. Other chances to 9 and 11. Open race, 12, 3, 9, 11.
12, 3, 9 and 11. Race number 8 over the 1,400 metres. In this race, we've got no scratchings and the favourite is Power Boom for the Thorntons at $3.90. She's Sensational, $6. Encanto is at $6.50 and then down to Design Rouge at $7. Now, who do you like in this one, Hucker?
This is probably the toughest race of the quaddy legs. I'm going with number 9, She's Sensational, who did lead all the way to win here 2 starts ago and won really well and followed it up with a close second here again behind Exeter when she tried to lead all the way again. She'll be hard to beat. Number 8, Power Boom, won its 58 grade here 3 starts ago and then placed at Moonee Valley before failing at Caulfield last start. We'll find this a lot easier. Put her in for second and then to numbers 1 and 7. Open race, 9817.
9817 and the last at Pakenham of 9 over the 1,000. The benchmark 64, take out 5, 10, 15, 16. Deep Dive has been well backed here from the Freedman Stable. It's into $2.10. Unicorn is at $6 and Free Thrills $6.50. Is this the one that you're pretty confident about, Hucker?
Yeah, I like the race 6 and race 9, and I think this will be winning. He resumed from a spell, only very lightly raced 3-year-old, at Geelong back in January, and he led all the way, and he won with a leg in the air. It just murdered the field, and then followed it up with a couple of good runs. Ran second at Maui, and then seventh at Moonee Valley, which wasn't a bad run. First up here against very, very moderate opposition. I think he'll be too good for them. Four clearly on top. I'm going to take him one out in the quaddie. Four from nine, eight and one.
Four from nine, eight and one. Where do we go for our best and play of the day, Hucker?
Look, I like the two of them. I like race six, number four, very much. Catadude, I think he's a good horse. And in the last, I like number four, Deep Dive. So that's going to be my all-up for the day. So I've made the best race six, number four, with the best value, race eight, number eight. Race five, sorry, best value, race five, number eight. So Schmick, and for the quaddie, I'm going a bit skinny today. The first leg, four only. The second leg, 3, 9, 11, 12. The third leg, 1, 7, 8, 9. And the last leg, number four only.